Okay, I'm excited. Bez Hashem, we'll start learning this Sefer. Sefer Shomer Emunim. Shomer Emunim is a very important Sefer. Most Svarim that are involved in Pnimius for the last few hundred years will tell you that before you get involved in anything else, you have to learn this Sefer. Like, it's considered to be a key critical thing. I would think not even just for going further, just in its own right. It has so many yesodos that we're such a billboard. I think for many of us, we hear esoteric ideas. It's like just like things in Shemayim of like letters and Malachim and all these like different things that are just like flying around. It's not clear like what's behind all these things. How does all this make sense? And then just in general, like how do you relate to this entire enterprise of Jewish literature? That does it integrate well with the rest of it? Like there are plenty of people who like aren't into these things. And like they look at it with a degree of like suspicion. The question is like, how do we make sense out of it? How is it like compelling, rational, and really like addressing a lot of issues that aside from just like answering philosophical, theological questions, it makes the whole thing palatable in a very clear intellectual way. And I think then when you have a clear understanding of what these things are, then when you learn different things, you can put it in the right box. You can make sense out of it in a very different way. It's not just like a nice floating idea that can inspire you, but like now all of a sudden you have a way of clarifying it. At least that's the way I experience it. So Shomer Munim, Rabbi Yosef Ergus, was living in Italy, as we were saying before, and he actually dies very young, in 1730 maybe. And the reason that prompted him to write the Sefer, in general, in Italy in that Kufa, there was a lot of discussion about Kabbalah. The Ramchal was at that time. There's Rabbi Yatzar Shalom. There's a whole bunch of them that are writing works to like defend, explain Kabbalah. And part of the reason is because major Kabbalah took on a whole new revolution with the Arizal. Arizal comes to Tzfat. He's there for roughly 20 months. It's 1571 to 1572. He dies. Rav Chaim Vital sits on his writings. I mean, Arizal told everyone, like, he's the man. You gotta like trust whatever he wrote. He sits on his writings for a few decades, editing this, that, whatever it is. It finally makes its way out in the 1600s, where it starts making its way to the broader world. Within a few decades, someone by the name of Shabtai Tzvi and his associate, Natan Azasi, they start taking some of these ideas and distorting it in a way in which really becomes kfiradik. And they have the impact... Kfira, like heretical. They really take like ideas about how Hashem operates the world and start associating certain beliefs about Hashem that are heretical to belief. But because there's all this like new literature coming away that people haven't really digested well and hasn't been properly explained, the masses are just like taken up by this. And Shabtai Tzvi led like a terrible movement where people thought he was Mashiach, and then he converted, and it destroyed it. So what ended up happening is that for like decades later, there was like PTSD from like this whole Kabbalah stuff seems to have like caused like havoc. And if I had to give a mashal, I would say, so you might say, but that's in the 1660s. We're talking here in the 1730s, 70 years later. What are they still responding to? So first of all, they were followers of Shabtai Tzvi in later decades, predominantly in their generation, Nechemya Chiyun, who was like bringing up a lot of these ideas that they feel like they have to argue against. But I would just say, in our generation right now, if you want to call someone the worst name possible, you'd call them a Nazi. Now for us, that evokes like a real emotion. Now somebody historically will look back at us in 300 years and they'll like, I don't understand, Nazi finished 70 years ago. Why are you guys still like getting all riled up about Nazism? Because it was so profound and so deep and so transformative that Nazi has a certain connotation. In their tkufa also, even 70 years later, Kabbalah had this connotation in a sense that like it really riled people up in a way in which it was still relatively raw. 70 years is not so much. The state of Israel right now is still being challenged on like whether it really deserves like existence. Even though like in our minds it wasn't settled like 75 years ago, it's like, yeah, it's like this is still fresh. History sees things very differently. So in this tkufa, a lot of things are being dealt with. So what he wants to do is really to explain on a fundamental level, where is all this coming from? How do we make sense out of this? And then people should have a proper understanding that once you have the proper understanding of it, you'll never in your wildest dreams be led to heretical beliefs because you understood it from its foundation. But if you just take it from step seven, you're not going to really understand what you're dealing with, and then you might come to like ridiculous beliefs. So that's where he's coming from. I happen to think that stam in life in general, to have these yesodos are just like life-changing in many regards. It really, I don't know about you, but like whenever you hear spheros, like, is it? Why do we have to believe in that? What's compelling about it? Why does that make sense?
What is it?
Yeah. Everything about it just seems like amorphous, ununderstandable to a certain extent. That like he's going to explain it in really clear, compelling ways that, at least to me, I didn't see anybody else. And a lot of it is citations from earlier Svarim, like the Ramak or Moshe Cordovero, that worked on explaining these things but aren't as commonly learned in later generations. Fine. So we'll start here with his Hagdama. And I know it's going to come off as a little dry, particularly the earlier parts come off a little bit dry. We'll try to run through some things. But he wants to set out, what's he trying to accomplish here? Amar Hatzayer Yosef ben Aladini Avi Kavod Marie of Manuel Irgus. He says the following. Hine miyom shemadati al daiti. From once I got older, samti b'machshavotai l'drosh l'tor b'chachma. I want to explore wisdom. Lachkor ba'ad tuluma mipiso from bisvarim. To explore that which is hidden from books and from teachers. Ve'ere harbech chiburim. I saw many compositions, many books. Kezoa rakia me'irim azirim that are illuminating, they're shining. Asher chibrum kadmoneinu chachmei emes v'astarim. That the earlier, basically, Mekubalim, the Chachmei Emes, they're the ones that composed these works. Al pi Kabbalas Rebosem and Mekubalim, based on the traditions that they had. Alufeinim Mesubalim, our champions, Bator, Vemitzos, Bechol Hilulim, in all regards. Matzasim and Kamimar Gileos, Tovus, Vikaros, I found amongst them some jewels. Asher Binyane Amuna, Einai Me'irot. You find certain writers are brilliantly creative and they say very original things. Some writers are so good at capturing the essence of things. Rabbi Goldberg is fantastic in many regards. But one of the things you'll notice when he gives a shiur, he's able to capture the most interesting and important ideas of a topic, which is why then he presents a topic, all of a sudden it's like, wow, that's like fantastic. What he does here is he says, listen, I came across all these yesodos in Inyan Emuna, ubiladam i'efshar lahavino lahorot, without them you wouldn't be able to properly understand things. Yesodei ha-Torah pinotei ikarios. So I found in different writings major jewels that you can't understand the foundations of Torah without them. Uberoti maskile harabim kalim, ve'chachem hochim v'dalim, when I noticed that the wise people amongst us are becoming minimal. Ve'elam chefetz lomot sisrei Torah v'asodos ha-mekubalim, and they don't have a desire to learn these things. Ukdei lahavino ver kavanas ha-Torah, ish el ever panav yachu derech ha-tarim, ubiyaldei nechrim, and when people want to understand foundations of the Torah, they go to other places. Yaldei Nochrim, they're going to foreign works. They'll go to learn secular philosophy to understand things. And truth is getting lost. Even those wise people that are going in the right, that are trying to go into the right path, that they're really trying to understand from Chazal. They're not trying to go to secular sources. Even though they're trying, they can't properly grab the major foundations of the Torah, because they are lacking in understanding the secrets of the Torah. I mean, the way we know that this Pshat, Remesh, Drash, Sod, Kabbalah is the deepest part. If you don't understand that part, you're not going to be able to unlock the system. So they're trying to understand the Yesodos of Emunah, but they're missing the most foundational level. So they're missing out on something. Fine. Gam b'miktas me'achacham alom de'mechachmas Kabbalah ra'iti she'aruha. So people who do want to learn Kabbalah, so what they do is they open up and they start learning Arizal. But this is before they learn Ben Ishchai and learn Arizal and learn Zohar, learn different things, but they don't have the foundations set aside. They didn't learn the earlier writings of the Mekubalim that explain the foundations. Omnam, ila nashim ba'im chachmat ta'ana. They have a following argument. In the introduction, Rav Chaim Vital says, he tries to give an overview of Kabbalah. And he basically says, there always was Kabbalah. From the time of the Rishonim, from the time of the Ramban, who's living, who's dying, I think, in 1270-something or so, until the Arizal, who was living in the 1500s, there's a lot of Bilbo. But in those few centuries, that's where things get a little hazy. Now, it happens to be that's when the Zohar starts getting printed, and people stop learning it to a certain extent directly from a Rebbe. All of a sudden, they're reading text and trying to make sense out of things. And then they started also, they were very into philosophical ideas. They're trying to, on their own intellectually, put things together. There's a bilbul of some sort. There's a lack of foundation there. V'shem b'nuyim b'seichel enoshi. And they're trying to understand it using the human intellect. Lo mikubalim epi rishonim lo mipi alyonim. Without direct tradition. So that's a problem. So Rav Chaim Vital says from the Arizal that there's these few hundred years, there's a lot of Bilbul in Kabbalah. So as a result of that, you have a whole, it's not, Kabbalah doesn't just start with from the Zohar and go to the Arizal. You had the Rishonim have multiple Svarim where they explain foundational ideas. So he's saying, yeah, but people aren't learning those works because of that statement of the Arizal. V'hem lo yadu v'lo yavinu, but they don't understand, ki divri Arizal halalu, when he said, oh, from the year 12-something to 15-something, all those Svarim are Bilbul, hem amurim al hakdamos pratios me'achachma, umimei abrach elyona. What that means to say is a hakdama is an introductory idea. So sometimes they'll introduce certain foundations to build on that is kind of like wasn't really properly received in tradition, and they used it using their foreign knowledge. And on those, the Arizal is like that's problematic. But the foundations of the Kabbalah, is they're not off on those things. Ki be'elo lo timsa shunoi machlogus ben rishonu mechornim. Rak sheyesh me'em asher amzum besodos hachimeno, v'yesh me'em asher arichu b'dibram, yachivu b'yaram l'man lo tishkach b'zareinu. But in these works of these rishonim that deal with Kabbalah, the foundational ideas are there. And you're not going to find a major debate about these foundational ideas, because they're all agreeing to it. So what he's going to do in this work is draw upon works like Ramosha Cordovera, who was an older contemporary of the Arizal, and other works that they explain the foundations of Kabbalah, because when the Arizal came along, he's already building off of those things. Umikan Moda, I want to make a statement here. Ki Toras Ha'ariya Tmima, Lemisha Kvar Lamar V'yadat Chalos Chachma. The Arizal is clear, it's pure, if you learn the introductory ideas. Kmo Sheu Tamida Ve'ishalchu L'monafanav. So his students, when they came to him, they already had attained all this knowledge. Keep in mind, when he got the tzvat, again, he was there for 20 months, and he was dealing with people who already were learning Kabbalah for a while. He didn't have to teach them all these introductory ideas, which is why you won't find it in his writings, because they already came with these introductions. He's teaching a graduate school class. His assumption is, you got a high school diploma already. And they could give them all the sweet, good stuff. But there's many things that you'll see that he doesn't deviate from what they say. In the foundations. But if you don't try to figure out and try to uncover and reveal what these earlier mekubalim, the foundations that they put forward, because he's not connected to what they wrote. My thoughts initiated the following process. So I wanted to compose this work to direct people who are going the wrong path. In the proper foundations of Yiddishkeit. And this way, before people get involved in learning certain ideas in the Arizal, they'll already have these introductory ideas in place. Does that mean shomer means the guard, the emunim of beliefs? Yan bo'i kare emuna shiburim mitzvunim. You'll have the foundational ideas that are protected. Ulefisha rova kushos vashakam atari shekatavati bekunchasi alazeh. I'm just going to go faster and I'll translate. Miktsasam shamati otam epiya pashtanim manigdim mechokma. Miktsasam nishalti alayim miktsasam askilim mechokshkim ba. Lachin gamarti bilbidi yasin ba'amari halazeh bedech vikuch shashnei tamadi chachamim vichalati lishnei vikuchim. So he decided to compose his work, which was common in his time, as a dialogue between basically a mekubal and a non-mekubal. He says, because I myself have heard many non-mekubalim asking lots of kashas and lots of questions, and even the people who are trying to learn Kabbalah, they're dealing with certain questions. So he thought the best way to flush this out is to have two figures, one's the mekubal, one's the other guy, and he's asking questions, and the mekubal's answering it. That's the best way to flush this out. A lot of people don't realize Mesilas Yesharim, which was written the same tkufa a few years later, is the same, and the first version of Mesilas Yesharim was a dialogue also.
Kuzari
isn't also like similar. Kuzari also, hundreds of years earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah, correct. It was a common thing at the time. Fine. Havikuach harishon. The first, he has two vikuach, two debates that he has. We're going to start with the first one. Lahavim miktas rayos elamitos kabbalas chachma elanama. First, let's just prove the veracity that this stuff is all real. I don't know, sometimes certain parts of Klal Yisrael are more skeptical about it, and in our own minds, it should be clear. How do we know these things? Where are these things coming from? Lomrot enei pashtanim nagdim ota biyad ramad. Despite these pashtanim that are opposed to it, also in his generation, a little bit before that, there was another sefer that challenged the different chachamim who were part of the Masorah that challenged the veracity of the Zohar and the Kabbalah tradition that we had, based on the knowledge that they had. They were doing the best that they could. And I'll bring some of the opinions of the philosophical mefarshim. Things that they got wrong. They agree on certain ideas. Gambo askir mitas rayo sichlios, and I'll just bring rational, compelling ideas. I'm going to bring certain compelling ideas. We said this before. For most people, if you tell them at Sviro, it sounds like hocus pocus. It sounds like, ooh, there's this whole system. That sounds basically like you took a magical wand and you made it up. He's going to explain how it is the most logical way to explain how Hashem runs the world. And anything aside for that, we run into theological and philosophical problems. Now, it is the most compelling, intellectually satisfying way to understand how Hashem is interacting with the world. I have other haros also, etc. Fine. And the second vikuach is going to get into more of the deeper ideas of Kabbalah itself and explaining them. So section one is really just going to talk about the notion of this Kabbalistic tradition. How do we know that it's so compelling? Where is it coming from, etc.? And one of the major things he's going to deal with is, by the way, what do you do with the fact that certain mefarshim, most prominently amongst them, the Rambam, that clearly did not have access to this. Not only did not have access to this, he has entire approaches, confident approaches, that dismiss all types of ideas. The Rambam laughs at people that believe in Shadim, that believe in all different types of superstitious things. He says it's narish and nonsense, etc. How do you make sense of the fact that the Rambam was one of the Gedolei Chachmei Masorah that we have, and we're saying there are all these ideas that basically like he didn't have access to at all, and he has completely opposite of views on these things. How do you make sense out of that?
Where was he?
The Rambam?
Yeah,
So the Rambam is born in 1144 in Spain, and within a few years, there's the Almohad invasions with these Muslims who were very fierce. If you didn't believe exactly what they believed, they would kill you. So the, most of the Jews... So they escaped, and the Rambam was on the run for a good chunk of his life and ended up in Egypt. He was a little bit disconnected from Mesorah because of that, which is common in Klal Yisrael's history that happens. He's going to go into this later on, that the Rambam will constantly tell you, I don't have a tradition about this, this is the best that I can come up with in my intellect. Where it's clear that it's not as if he has a thousand-year Masorah that goes the opposite of what's being said, it's that he's disconnected from a Masorah, and also, keep in mind, we'll get to this also, I'm showing some of the cards here, Kabbalah was kept for many generations as this quiet thing from hand to hand, from Jewish leader to Jewish leader. It wasn't something that was, for whatever reason, Hashem didn't want it to be public at that time. In which case, it's not crazy that if you're not everyone's going to have access to it. For whatever reason, Hashem wanted that to develop that way. We'll get to more of those issues. Fine. All right, he has more in his Akdama. Yada, yada, yada. Saying these are important ideas to learn, etc. Let's get going. Okay. So we're starting with the Vikuach Rishon. Fine. I've run through this also, just... People of this time, they write so beautifully and so eloquently and whatever, it just takes a long time to spit something out. You should see their letters to each other. It's like literally like 2-3 paragraphs of beautiful introductory remarks until like tachas. There's a hunger going in the land. Not for food or drink. There are two sects of Klal Yisrael. Zosomeres, what that means to say, you can understand Torah in its surface level. And you deny that there's anything deeper than its superficial level.
That's just shot like reading plain text.
Whatever is explicit in the Torah and any traditions that we have accepted from Chazal directly, everyone has to have that. The few days that we have in this world, you have to learn. You have to learn pshat. You have to learn shas. You have to learn poskim. These are all surface level things. It's part of our obligation in Talmud Torah. We have to keep the mitzvos. Keep shutam. We're not like Christians. That's all allegory. We don't have to keep it. What that means to say, aside for the surface level, od yesh ba pnimius nistar betochios mitzvoseya ubefratei siporeha. There's a deeper depth in its essence, meaning to say in every mitzvah. So tzitzis is not just so that you should remember, etc. There's something much, much deeper happening. And also in the stories. Avraham did this and Moshe did that. It's not just like, well, a guy named Avraham did this thing. There's like deeper things happening. We should know these underlying ideas. Reveal to me these ideas. And there's a lot of confusion about these two different approaches. Everyone's arguing with each other. Everyone thinks that they're right. So listen to the following. V'achar, everyone says, listen to what they have to say. V'achar she'achu yamin b'machlok zeh ben chacham. So this is an ongoing controversy. Kama ha'nasi, he has some figures he made up. Zechariyahu ben Yivrachayahu, v'kor amar lehem, this is what he said. Al matim riva b'nichem, there shouldn't be any fight. Shimu atati v'techin nafshechem, k'hu lachem ishachem mikolcha. Take one representative of each group. V'itanu lefaneinu tanutayhem. And each one will make put forth their arguments. V'azay mitoch ha'vikochit v'arayemet imi atzadim adeos. Let's have a public debate about this with representatives. Who has heretical beliefs and who is really capturing the Torah? Let's see who's more compelling. Put the two representatives in front of each other. If you listen to me, Yamut Sha'altiel. Notice the name Sha'altiel. He's asking the Sha'al. Mitzad HaTalmudim. He's like the Talmudist, the pshat guy. Hu ish navon lachashu maleh ruach chachmah. Not a very wise guy. Mitzad HaMikubalim. Hine Yehu Yada. Yehu Yada, the knower of Hashem, a chacham ke kalkel b'zardeya, v'enu kol amasher b'shar v'yemru, tov b'dvar shedibar t'lasos. So everyone agrees and says, this is a good suggestion you have. Let's do this, public debate. V'yan sh'altiel v'yomar. So the Talmudist says the following. Lo yitachen lasot v'kuch zeh, yan kol divrei ha-mekubalim, v'yesudim al emunotam v'chachamim ahem shekarim b'shem mekubalim, v'en shum seichel usvar v'lo da'as yesharash, yuchal lachlok abalayhim. He's like, there's no point to having this debate because they're just going to quote lots of things of their own, people of their own camp. All their own proofs are internally circular. And quoting their own people with their own statements, and there's no logic and reason to anything they're saying. So how am I supposed to debate them? Nothing's going to be compelling. And if you open up the Zohar, you open up the Arizal, it's all types of like wacky things. Hashem's arm, and the Sphira, and this, and that. How are you going to prove anything to me if you're just going to be internally quoting your own passages, your own text, that I have no idea where you're getting this from? Yehoyada responds, Emetu. It's true that the essence, the foundation of Kabbalah is the tradition that we received from our forefathers. That we are convinced and believe that are these avos that gave us door after door the Kabbalah, that they are saying truth. But we're not going to, as a result of that, not engage intellectual discussion about it. The opposite. We are going to be medak dayek, and we're going to explore their words with the same rigor you would do a passage of Gemara. So don't think it's just we're just blind believers. We're really going to address the ideas in a very careful presentation. Shaltiel Dalit. Imken. Fine, I'm ready for this debate. I really want to have this discussion. What is this based on? Let me first off start with all my kashas. Like that's the way the conversation is going to start. It's going to start with we all receive the Torah's pshat. We are claiming there's this whole other dimension. Let me ask you my kashas. Yehoyada responds, but with a stipulation. You can start with the following condition. Anything that I will say that you can't argue with, that meaning it's compelling, call it out and say that's a good point, that's true. I mean, you have to be intellectually honest. If you're coming here, all too often we have discussions where like this guy thinks this COVID, this thinks that COVID, and the conversation can be 4 hours and no one's ever convinced of anything. Because everyone's got their belief system beforehand, the Republican, Democrat, whatever it is, and no one's, she says, I want you to be intellectually open. If I'm going to make a compelling point, you have to call it out, you have to say, that's a good point. If I explain to you something, that is the pashup shot of what Chazal are trying to communicate. You're not going to stand on your head and give me all types of backwards interpretations. Yeah, you're coming in with the seichel yashar. Be willing to that. If you do this, the ideas I give you will be very sweet. And you'll actually find what I'm saying compelling, but you have to be willing to be intellectually honest. Good. Vav. Shaltiel. Lo atayaminu small mekom hashemarte. 100% I agree. Hina kodem kol davar anochi adrosh mimcha. I want to ask the following thing. Minayim lachem sheish sodos v'star b'torah. Where do you know that there are these deeper secrets of the Torah? Kim beforsem b'umanateinu u'sha Torah im perushav amiti kim ha-Moshe m'Sinai u'masha li-Yoshua v'yeshul eskenim. We know the Torah was given to us through all these people. Achach ha-Maisu ha-Kadmoim shekot v'zeh ha-Perush m'kub b'talmud Babli Yerushalmi Sifra Sifrei Tosefta Mechulta. We have a rich tradition of authoritative sperm that we all agree on. These are the work that we do. We learn Gemara, we learn Sifra, we learn whatever. If you don't believe in the authenticity and the authority of the Gemara, so you're not really part of Orthodox Judaism. I learn shots. Where in Shas does it talk about all these words you have in Kabbalah? Where does it have all these like wacky ideas that sound, I'm not sure what to do with them? Where do you find that? So, it's a good question. I'll show you exactly where it has it. Let's go step by step. Zayin, Yeho Yada. Kenam Ruben, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yotet. Mai Ulam Mechse Atik, that something is covered up by the ancient one. This is someone who's covering up things that were covered up by Atik Yomin, the Ancient of Days. Meaning, on some level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is it referring to, the Gemara in Pesachim says? Sisrei Torah. Whatever it's talking about, it says there's something called Secrets of the Torah. The Gemara describes this idea called Sisrei Torah. That's source number one. Number two. Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel. Ein Mosrin Sisrei Torah Ela Mi Sheyesh Bo Chamisha Dvarim. You have to have five qualifications to be a recipient of Sisrei Torah. Sar Chamishim, etc. Harei Beferish, you see explicitly, Sheyesh Starim LaTorah. There's such a deeper dimension of Torah. It's Pasha. V'hayu Yidun L'Rabasinu Zal B'Kabbalah. They had this tradition. V'hen Hem, what are these things? Maisa Bracious, how creation came to be. Maisa Merkava, Hashem's running of the world. V'sefer Yetzirah. K'mosh Kasav Shem Rashi. Rashi himself alludes to these three things. They're different categories that are referred to as Sisrei Torah. V'aleim Shenu Perek Beis HaChagiga. Ein Dorshin Ba'arayos B'Shlosha. You don't speak about intimate matters with three people. We don't have a small audience. V'lo B'maisa Bracious B'Shnayim. When you're teaching them, Maisa Bracious, whatever that is, you don't teach it with two people. You want to make sure you have the person's attention completely. V'lo B'Merkava B'Yachad. If you're teaching them Merkava, not even individually. Elam Kene Chocho Meivim B'Daito. Unless he's a very special person. So explicitly, you have a Gemara telling us exactly what these categories are. But
you said there are five things and you list three.
Five were the five qualifications you have to have.
It doesn't list them.
That was just the Gemara. That was the Gemara there. Now he's just telling you a separate Gemara in Chagiga, which is telling you the limitations of different areas of Jewish thought. How many people can you teach it to? What type of audience you can teach it to? But his point is, you see from here, there's such a concept called Sisrei Torah, and there are rules and regulations about it, but the Gemara explicitly tells you. It's Maisa Bracious, Maisa Merkava, Sefer Yetzirah. So that's where Rashi's getting it from. Rashi didn't make it up himself. V'atosvos kasuv shem b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, the Maisa Bracious, who Shem shall mem beis osios, Hashem's name of 42 letters, hayotzim Bracious pasuk al shel acharav, however you come up with it, etc. V'nei ofen motza'o shel shem mem beis min hakasuv, v'nei no skul aso, timtze'inu b'nei mekubal mesoros. If you understand, what is this 42-letter name of Hashem? What's the significance of it? What does it do? You look at the mekubal and have them in their sarm. They explain exactly the things that you will find. You open up a Gemara, you have Rabbeinu Tam talking about this thing. V'aramban, b'biru ala Torah, kasuv v'zeh lashono, ma'isa bracious soda mok, eino muva min akros, v'lei v'adab or yav elem pi'a kabbalah, moshe rabbeinu l'avashem pi'a gvura, v'yod'av chayavim l'hastir osa. Ramban tells you to understand ma'isa bracious, these are secrets that are passed down, and it needs to be hidden. V'aritva, commentator on the Gemara, hu v'u dvarav v'ein Yisrael m'sech ha'sukah, kasuv, davar gadol, so the Gemara talks about davar gadol, davar katan, etc. What's a davar gadol? Ma'isa merkava. Perish. The higher chariot, HaKadosha, the Nevi'im themselves wouldn't look at it. Whatever that means. Let's leave that aside for now. The Ritva himself says, the secret of what the Merkava is, the Mekubalim, the Balei Emes, they know what this is. He's trying to bring you like meat and potatoes, Rishonim. He's trying to show you like Ramban, Rashba, Ritva. These are like mainstream Mefarshim on the Gemara that like, you can't say they're like coming from out of the Masorah. And they're telling you that this whole discipline exists. What's the underlying idea they all agree to? These are these things which are the secrets of the Torah. And this is the deeper wisdom that was passed down. We have this book called Sefer Yetzirah that Chazal are referring to. You know, these individuals, Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, these are the master, Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi. This is as mainstream as it gets. They all had access. They all were familiar with this. None of them denied that this layer of Jewish thought exists, of the Torah. And everyone relies on the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rashi, the Rabbeinu Tam. Old Matzano Razab a Medrash Rabba. So this is a Medrash. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Amar LaKodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Elchani Megala Tam Para. I will explain to you the reason behind Paraduma. Aval Acherim Chukam. If everyone else, it's going to be like a thing they can't understand. They came to Paraduma Levada Acherim Chukam. For everyone else, it's something they can't understand. Muchach the Tam is Shar Mitzvos. Gilo Tam Moshe Rabbeinu Lavashem Acherim. Sounds like the reason behind other things. The reason, whatever reason means, But it sounds like the deeper part and the reason behind all of the mitzvos has been revealed. What's that referring to? This is the Chachmas Kabbalah. This is Kabbalah. Kehi bi'ur sisrei Torah, because it is an elucidation, elaboration of the system of the Torah, the secrets of the Torah, the tamei hamitzvos, the reasons behind mitzvos, v'sodos ma'aseh breishis ma'aseh merkava, asher ba'u le'edinim b'kabbalah v'raseinu anu b'chachma yisrael ha'kadmonim ba'alei tamod. This is exactly what we're talking about. These, all these disciplines and categories, it's pasha that this is what's being passed down. Fine. Chet, Shalti Yel responds. Okay, you've demonstrated that there's such a thing called secrets of the Torah. And Chazal seem to know what this was. They have categories for them. Who says your camp, the Mekubalim, you have these secrets? Who says that's what Chazal were referring to? The Rambam was a master of the entire Mesorah. The Rambam explained to us what these categories were, and it's not what you're saying it is. But the Rambam explains on deeper philosophical ideas based on other thinking. Kind of, these things are more philosophical ideas, not necessarily what Kabbalah is. That's the way the Rambam explained what Ma'aseh Bereishis, Ma'aseh Merkavah is. How much do you have? The four prakim of he's talking here about Mishnah Torah in the Sotah Torah. Oh, very good. So Tet, he says a very important point here. The Rambam gives you his philosophical explanation of what these categories. I mean, the Rambam has to explain the Gemara also. So if you're not a Mekubal, how do you explain this Gemara? So the Rambam has to explain it in philosophical terms. So he says, if the Rambam would tell us that he has a tradition going back from his Rebbeim, we wouldn't be sure. Do I listen to the tradition of the Mekubalim or of the Rambam and his Rebbeim? Email Kabbalah sa Rambam, all Kabbalah sa Mekubalim, haskemas in Perish Rashi, Tosas, Sharm, and Farshim, Iskarim. So I have Rambam on the one side, I have Rashi, Rebbeinu Tam, the Ritva, the Ramban, the Rashba, and all the other Chachamim. Okay, fine, so that would, you could ask that question then. Aval Kev and Shab Rambam, lo Perish Kimpia, Kabbalah, the Rambam had no tradition about this. Ki Meshikol Daito, out of his own intellect, he came up with this. Kamo Shu Atzmo Hode Be'akdam, Eschele Gimma Amore, he explicitly says this. The Amar. His elucidation of what the Gemara is referring to when it talks about these esoteric things. No one taught him these ideas. He didn't receive some prophecy to elucidate what it is. He used his brain. He used his intellect. Whatever reason Hashem wanted, that the Rambam was where he was, and he had to, on his own, figure out a sugya without having access to this tradition. It's possible that it's not true. Could be the opposite of what he's saying. I mean, the Rambam himself says that. The Rambam himself says, listen, I don't have a tradition on this. I'm using my intellect to the best that I can. It could be that I'm wrong. It's important to know. That's like a really important qualification to know. That's the essence of what he's saying. Imken, therefore, how can we take the Rambam's pshat that like he's not even sure if he's convinced of it? And we're going to leave aside the tradition, Rashi, Ibn Tam, Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, and they all say that they received this in previous generations. So why in the world do we go with the Rambam who says, I'm doing the best I can, when we have a Vada of all these other Mefarshim? But oh, moreover, it happens to be the Rambam's approach is not very compelling. He's going to give you a whole slew of Mefarshim that will all say, they all rejected the Rambam. Veran Kasev, etc. I would even say, let's skip this entire page. It's going to bring a lot of...
people who disagree with him?
What? Yeah, a whole host of people who disagree with him. And we'll get to some of the substance arguments. Turn to Yud. Simen Yud. Sha'altiel. V'dilma, Sisrei Torah, U'maisa Breishis, Maisa Merkava. See, he's very thorough, the questionnaire. And I'm looking at the Breizeh. Look at the Rambam, Sober Shadeos, Nevi'e, No, V'chachame, Tertin, Hem, Deos, Aristo. Who says, even if you're right, you have a tradition, and it's more compelling to us than the Rambam's doing the best he can, but he's sure, he says it's not true. Maybe there was a tradition, and the tradition got lost, but your tradition's not necessarily the right tradition. He's like, it's true, the Rambam developed his ideas based on Aristotelian philosophy, and he's not necessarily right. But who says your Kabbalah is the right one? Maybe Chazal had a whole Masorah of Kabbalah, and that got lost, and now you have this whole other made-up thing from the Zohar and the Rizal and everything else. Who says that what you say pshat is really pshat, is what Chazal had when they referred to Ma'aseh Breishis, Ma'aseh Merkavah, etc.
I thought the Rishonim that we're talking about said that they had the Kabbalah. right? They like were basing it on their words.
Yeah, that's exactly where he's going to go. He's going to say exactly that. He says, God, but even more than that. He's going to say even more than that. Gamzu Taina Betelahi. It's not a compelling argument. He responds in Simon Yud Aleph. Shay Sefer Yetzira, Sefer Abahir, Pirkei Achalos, Sefer Zohar. He quotes four works in Kabbalah from the earlier generations. Shem Chiburei Tanaim Shechiru Asisei Torah. This is from the Tanaim that wrote the Zohar, the Achalos, etc. Hina Hinam Biyadena B'Mesoros B'Kubalim. We have a tradition from the Mekubalim, these works themselves. V'gam, he does something, a very interesting argument now. He's going to quote a whole host of works. Again, just without going into in depth, in Klai Yisrael, in these generations, you have either those who are attached to Kabbalah or those who are much more attached to philosophical thinking. He says, even the philosophical Rishonim, who are well accepted in Klai Yisrael, acknowledge that these works are authentic works. K'moshe Kasa B'Kuzari, Mamar Dalid, Simen Nun Hei, Shevi Sham K'sad L'Shonos B'Sefer Yitzira. He says, Sefer Yetzirah, yeah, 100%. That's an Armasora. Ubamamar Gimel, Hiske Rabbi Shimon ben Elisha Kohen Gadol, Ramar Shuchiber Sefer Hei Chalos, a book we have explaining the higher worlds, whatever. V'akaras Panim Meisim Merkava, and Ki Yada Sorotei Machai Roy, Lamadriga Korban Levua. So he says, these things are part of our Armasora. And Rav Chazda, Hiske Sefer Yetzirah B'Sefer War Hashem. Even Ezra, his care saver chalos, precious kiddies have come and come with. Ram Narboni, heavy or shop, a pair of shop over his care saver Bahir Loazal. About saver there, Hamuna. I don't know what that is. Achashi Rikhta Razali became a holochmos, cut up Zelosh, Mohammedos, etc. Go to the end of the paragraph. Fine. It brings you a whole slew of philosophical Rishunim, and they look at these works, and they say these are all authentic works. It's not like you could find some historical gap where you could say, well, we know that it was missing for a few hundred years, because that's what a lot of people think. They think the Zohar all of a sudden appeared on the scene in the 1200s, and it wasn't around for a few hundred years, so who even knows where this came from? It was like a made-up thing. It's like, okay, but like, let's see what happened in the generations before that. They seem to have an authentic tradition about all the same topics. Ki Ramban Kasa Parashas Bereishis, Ala Pasuk Zeser Tov L'Adas. The Ramban writes the following. Kasa of Shri Ragon, one of the Gaonim. Shemasu chacham echel achaveir was passed down generation to generation. Hakaras panim, the secrets that are referred to in the different svarim that we have, how to recognize someone's from someone's face, deeper ideas, sidrei sertutin from a person's apam. Miktsasan amurim b'seder pasuk zeh sefer tosada. Miktsasan b'seder pasuk shacharav zachar rakim baram. They connected to different psukim. Vein moshe and sisrei torah v'razin l'misha royin bo siman shirulakach. So Rav Haigon says we only pass this down. Rav Shira Gon says we only pass this down to people who are worthy of this. Haray, what do you see from here? Shibime Rav Shira Gon, how you doing, Sisrei Torah Brazin? They had the same notion of secrets of the Torah. They're being passed down. He's living in, like, if I'm not mistaken, in the late 800s, early 900s of Rav Shira Gon. Maybe even later, maybe the 900s. Gam Rav Haigon, Kasav Chuvas, Sisrei Torah, Rav Papa Gon, Rav Chama Gon, Asa, Sefer Ion, Sefer Yichon, Mixed the Rim Tim, Sefer Munos, Sefer Paras, Rav Makin, Dibs, Shamal, Shos, Become a Gon, Shikos, Mishos, Kala. It's clear that in this Kufa of Klai Israel, plenty of people, plenty, some had access to these very same ideas. It's not a made up idea in the 1200s when the Zohar came out. The Ode. You have 3 minutes left. Let's go. Achari Shagunim Yitzu Gamasvar Mirabanim before Samim, Beisrael Gadol Shemam, Shidu Shebi Adam Sisrei B'Kabbalah. I find this to be one of the most compelling arguments. There are major, famous, world famous Mefarshim of ours that tell you that they have in their hands something which is Sisrei Torah. Who are they? The Ravid beperush l'sefer yitzira kasa b'akdam azal shonu abal dvar me'ilas with him kulam kvar masim l'chapeh alpeh l'chen samti b'dati l'uchel la'ir anechak b'ad kamak ma shakabati b'sisri sefer kodesh hazeh. I'm passing on to you certain secrets. Gam Ramban b'sfar v'eidah al tzmosh kibal sisri torah m'rabosav. Ramban says, I received this from my rebbeim. And gam akdam b'perush l'torah. Gam Rashba yeh b'yadu sisri torah b'kabbalah k'moshkut b'tshuva, etc. Let's skip down. Look at the second to last line. Gam Sifrei Kabbalas HaRav Garminiz, which is Ashkenazim, Yehuda Chassid, Rokeach, Sefer Bris Menucha, Sefer Kana, Sefer Pliya, Sefer Tzmuna, Kama Chimur Achim, Kama Chama Kedushim, on the next page. Yilead, oh, you don't have any more. Okay, there's two lines left. Yilead Adam Asaf, from there's so many of them. Kulam Modim Me'idim Shestar Me'im Mekubalim Yedem Ezevteim. All of them claim that they have these truths and they're passed down to them from their Rebbeim. You basically have to say that they are all liars. That's where you have to go. If you want to make this argument out of soap, you have to go and say the Ramban's a liar. You have to go say the Rebbe's a liar. So if you're willing to go and say all these things, you're basically taking the meat and potatoes of our Chachmei Masorah and saying that they are willingly telling us things that are not true. So it's no longer like, oh, there's some strange people with some strange ideas. He's trying to show you this is a very mainstream part of Klai Yisrael's Masorah. And challenging it is effectively challenging all these crux. And these are Baalei Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, Ramban, all Magen Avraham. We'll get later on.
There are so many people that just say it's just like, ooh.
Yeah, it's part of this because they're not familiar with these ideas.
But these are mainstream Rabbanim.
Hold on a second. Mainstream Rabbanim is saying
that are saying that it exists.
So you don't have so many people that say, a lot of people will say, we don't really understand it. When you actually get to who philosophically, theologically, Mamash believes that Kabbalah is Mamash fake. In Klai Yisrael, by this generation already, it's so makubal. Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, Hasidim, Misnagdim, really only find pockets. I'm not going to start saying names, but pockets in Klai Yisrael of different groups that aren't believing in it as much. For the most part, it's made its way, but it's important to even for us who aren't challenging this, it's important to realize this is rock solid. This is not just like, somebody said something.